Job.
Job.
I've got one little verse, chapter, verse, scripture I want to talk about. Not talk about, but I just want you to plant this in your head. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Job 1:7. Mm-hmm. Everybody got the Bibles? Mm-hmm. Extra Bibles out there? Yeah. Way back during the time of Job, 1:7, when you get it, I just want y'all to take the scripture and just remember, hold on to this scripture.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said unto Satan, which cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in the earth. Mm-hmm. Y'all got that?
Yeah.
Up and down in it.
Satan is on the windpan way back here.
Yep.
When Jesus asked that question. But y'all hold that scripture. Hold on to that scripture. We're going to go over here. I got another scripture I want to. Y'all got the Job scripture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The devil told the Lord what?
I'm walking to
and fro.
First, in
the earth.
That's part,
And from walking up and down in it.
He's walking up and down. Believe it or not, Satan is loose.
Yes, he is. Yes.
On the earth, way back then. Thank you, Jesus. And over here in Matthew's, I want y'all to hold on to this scripture. Matthew 16:18. Yeah. The devil is walking in the earth. Mm-hmm. Huh? Who is for? Yeah. That Matthew 16:18, or I might read a little bit in the 19. I just, the main thing is I want you to get 16 stuck in your head. No, 18, I'm sorry.
Matthew 16.
16:18. I want to get to 18 verse. Don't you stick this in your head. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter. And he said, upon this rock, which is the earth, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not. So shall not.
Shall not.
Shall not.
Come on. Let's say it together. Shall not.
Shall not.
Shall not.
Shall not.
Prevail.
Prevail
against it.
Against it.
Amen. Satan will not succeed. Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, y'all hold that one in your head, okay? You got that one?
Amen.
Hold that one in your head. Over here in 1 Peter. 1 Peter. And the gates of hell what?
Shall not prevail
against what?
Against
his church.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Church.
Church.
Oh, I better go back and read that again. Cause y'all, I forgot. There's a lot of people over 40 here, so let me go back and read that again.
Really?
Oh. Say that again. He said, upon this rock, this earth, I would build my church.
Yes.
Did he say? My father's church?
My church.
Huh? He said, whose church?
His church.
His church.
His church.
Okay.
So when next time you hear a preacher say, my church, you tell him, Satan, get behind me. He ain't got no church.
That's right.
All right.
Huh?
That's right.
If you got one, it ain't Jesus.
No. Okay.
Huh?
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Good point. He said, my church. Do everybody know what a church is?
Yes.
The body of
it's
believers.
It's this building, huh?
No, it's the body of believers of Christ.
Big old fancy cathedrals.
No, it's the body of believers of Christ.
Golden walls.
No, it's not. No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
What's the church?
The believers of the body of Christ.
It's a body of people.
That's right.
Huh? That is in Jesus.
Yeah. All right. Amen. Thank you.
It's two or three is gathered into my name. There I will be where?
In the midst.
That's a whole other message.
Amen.
That. Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are talking about the church of who?
Of Jesus
Christ.
Christ.
His church.
There's many churches, right?
Yeah.
But there's probably still churches.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the church.
The church.
That God says,
Amen.
My church.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We're going to find out what kind of church that is in a minute. But we're going to find out. Okay, we're here in Peter.
Amen.
Y'all got that, huh?
Peter.
First Peter. Peter. First Peter. Let me just make sure. 5 and 8.
First Peter 5.
Y'all got that? You got what the devil is doing in the world, right?
Yeah.
It ain't no new thing that he's doing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No stranger to the devil going to and fro in the world. We understand that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We know that the devil is loosed in the world.
Amen.
We see it every day.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing we do know for sure that Jesus says, whose church?
My church.
My church.
His church.
His church. Yes.
Come on. Y'all got it. You follow me. Just give me a little while. I'm getting my strength back.
Thank Amen.
You. 5 and 8 says,
be sober.
Be sober. Who are we talking about?
Be sober.
To the church.
Talking to the church right now.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. It says, be what?
Vigilant.
Vigilant.
Why we got to be vigilant?
Because
we got to watch.
Because
we got
to watch who?
Watch the devil. Because
the enemy is there.
Because he's walking up and down.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. And what's the next one? Because what?
Because your adversary, the devil.
The devil is our adversary. He's our enemy.
That's right.
That's right.
He's our enemy.
That's right.
He ain't no friend to us.
No.
Especially the church.
Yes.
He ain't no friends of nobody. Not even the demons that he has. Huh?
That's right.
He especially ain't gonna be no friends to us.
That's
talking
right.
about I love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what are you gonna do?
As a roaring lion.
He's walking around.
Walking about.
He ain't walking by what?
Seeking whom he may devour.
Seeking whom he may devour.
Okay.
Y'all got that now, huh?
Yeah.
We know the devil is loose.
Yes.
Because the Lord asked him way back then during Job time.
Mm-hmm.
But at this time, Jesus was getting the disciple ready. Huh? There was many synagogues. If you read your Bible and know your Bible, you haven't heard the word church. Before Jesus said, my church.
My church. That's all right. Amen.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Amen.
Huh? This is the first time the word church, meaning people, meaning believers who believe in me, came in a play in the Bible. They called, it was religions, they called the building synagogue.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Temples, that's what they called them. There was established religions in those days. But the one that haven't been established yet is the church of Jesus Christ. Until he told the disciples, get them ready. Huh? He was getting them ready for the day of what?
Come on.
What he was getting them ready to prepare for?
His going back.
Huh?
He's leaving the earth.
He said, on his rock. Huh?
My church.
So what was he giving them ready for?
His church.
See, I told you, y'all over 40.
So that the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
But Jesus said that on his rock, I built my church.
Yes.
To the church, was the church started already?
Yeah.
No.
All right then. So
what
he was getting them ready for?
The establishing of his church.
To build his church.
Build his church.
How he was getting ready to build his church?
With the saints.
With the saints.
Uh-huh.
You know, y'all know I'm going to work. I feel good right now, so y'all don't mess up. Come on now, huh? He was talking to the disciples.
Yeah.
But he said he's going to build his church. He was prophesying to the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all been coming to church and saying all these tricks down, surprise you.
I'm trying to understand.
Jesus was getting them ready for what?
To build his church.
How?
Through the disciples.
Through the disciples, how? Come on now, I'm digging. How he was getting them ready. He said, I'm building my church.
I guess he had a
preaching and the message
and
letting them, strengthening them so they won't be succumbed to the devil, because the devil will not be able to prevail against the church.
Yeah.
He kids, because that's the common theme.
So what church he going to, he said the devil won't be able to prevail against?
The Church of Jesus Christ.
When?
When he established it.
I got time. Come on.
Okay. Didn't he establish it today?
See, if I tell y'all, y'all gonna feel real old. I'm trying to give you a chance. I'm trying to give you a chance.
Well, give us a hint.
What was Jesus getting them ready for?
Give us a hint.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Oh.
Give us a hint.
You getting warm. Uh-huh.
Give us a hint.
A hint?
Yeah.
I mean,
you can give us a hint.
I gave. Jesus was getting them ready for what church he's going to start.
It's his church.
Church. What?
His church.
His church.
His church.
You're burning up. Come
his
on now.
Church. His church. Church of Jesus Christ. His church.
Come on.
His
he
body
said, I'll
of
build
believers.
My church.
And build his body of believers.
He was prophesying to them. He was getting them ready.
For believers.
To build and start that church. So what?
To establish.
Come on now.
To build the church.
What is the 50th day of the year?
The day of Pentecost.
The Pentecost.
See, y'all
and the day
old,
in the upper room.
I want to work you.
Okay.
He was getting them ready for the day of Pentecost.
Okay, I would never guess that.
You knew it, huh? I'm going to hit y'all again on this. Be ready.
Uh-oh. Oh, I got on the
record. He said, I'm going to build my church.
Yes.
He was letting them know that my church, it's religions out here. They had the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Jews and all that stuff. But now, I'm going to come down and establish my thing.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
The church that he said he's going to build belongs to Jesus. And Jesus alone.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Amen.
It don't belong to no bishop, high ranking bishop, no preacher.
Amen.
Huh? We can say our church. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Our church.
Amen.
Our family. That's families of churches all over the world. Huh?
Amen.
But if they're not part of the church that Jesus said he's going to build, huh? They are what? What is it?
Family of the devil.
They imposters.
That's right.
All right.
Y'all,
come on now, huh? Y'all going to tell y'all?
Yes.
Huh? If it's not part of the church that Jesus established, they are imposters.
Amen.
Imposters.
I'm gonna show y'all. If you follow me today, you know, don't get bored and don't get in a hurry. I hope you don't have to go nowhere today. Come on now. Ain't no games on today, is it?
No.
Jesus established one church.
Yes.
And that church was his church.
Yes.
And he had in his mind the day that he was going to start. The disciples didn't.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
They didn't know what really, you say his church, huh? He's going to start a church. Huh? Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And tarry
there.
Huh?
Wait for the promise.
Just go to Jerusalem. Yes.
Right.
Because he was going to send the Comforter.
Yes.
Right.
Huh? Stay there until I come. Amen?
Amen.
They just did what Jesus said. Now, Jesus went on back to hell.
Uh-huh.
Right.
He went back. He said, you just go there and you go to Jerusalem and wait.
All right.
Uh-huh. He had the day that he wanted his church to be started. Y'all following me?
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going back to some history.
Okay.
I'm talking about the church of Jesus Christ.
That's amen. Right. Amen.
Okay? He told them to go and just stay there, and he knew exactly what day he wanted to start his church.
Amen.
And that day was a special day. It was the 50th day of the year where they celebrate the feast, what?
Of the Passover.
Of the Passover. Passover. And that day is called the Day of Pentecost. It was called the Day of Pentecost.
Amen.
Y'all hear that?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And on that particular day, multitude of people come. Y'all got that?
Amen.
Amen.
It was a special thing. It was they celebrate this every 50th day of the year.
Yes.
And God wanted to do a big bang on that day.
Yes.
That's why Jesus.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
And on that day, they sat there in the upper room. Went up in the upper room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the 12 or 11. Amen?
Amen.
But the other folks, when the disciples moved, they moved.
Mm-hmm.
They on the move. The disciples are going somewhere. I'm going too. Huh?
Yeah.
They fight. When the disciples went somewhere, they went.
Yeah.
They only, come on, they're going. Huh? And on that particular day, some of them followed them in the place they called the upper room.
Uh-huh.
It was 120 up there all together. So separate 11, then you can figure out how many with the, got in there. It must have been packed.
Yeah.
Huh? It must be jam packed.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Those people was in this room, they were singing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Praising God. How come they was doing that?
Because it was the day of the Passover.
Is that why?
They were celebrating.
They were singing. They were expecting something to happen.
Yes.
They knew something was going to happen. Now, Jesus told us to come up here now. We're just going to go up here and we're going to praise him. We're going to sing some songs to him. Keep going on back to heaven now. We started when he left.
Time
they go up there having church. They didn't know that. They didn't know nothing about no church. They was up there having church.
Okay.
And Jesus said he was going to start a church.
That's right.
Huh? His own church.
Amen.
So they went up there and they broke the ice, huh? They started singing and testifying and saying stuff. And all of a sudden, a mighty rushing wind, huh? Came in and knocked them all over the place.
Yeah.
Huh? Whoa.
Huh?
And it happened on the what?
Day of Pentecost.
The day of Pentecost. That's why we call ourselves Pentecostals.
Yes.
Huh? That's the name of the church.
Amen.
That, the Pentecostals. Huh? Amen. It's the name of the church. That's the church that God started on the day he had this plan even before he came down here to walk on the earth. Amen.
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 He knew exactly what he wanted a lot of people to be around. Because when they was up there, the Holy Ghost came and hit them, and they started speaking in tongues, and then people out there listening to cat on, they were wobbling and drunk, and some people speaking in their own tongue, and just saw some stuff that they ain't seen before, and they said, "Lord, they must have been having a good time up there.
Uh-huh.
They must have got some new wine.
Yeah.
I want some that new wine."
Yeah.
Oh. Everybody out there, they hear all this commotion, and everybody came down with the upper room. There's a noise going on. There's something going on down here. And they came down there, and everybody that was up in the upper room was talking in tongues and speaking in tongues.
Uh-huh.
And some of everything.
Yeah.
My goodness. That's why God did it on that day.
Yes.
See, it was all kinds of different races of people. Jews, Greeks, Romans. It was naming some Samaritans. It was
Colossians.
Gangbangers. It was all kinds of folks. Rhinos. Drug addicts.
Okay.
People that didn't believe in God.
Right.
He knew what he was doing.
Okay.
He tailored this.
Yeah.
He had it all planned. First he told him, "I'm going to build my church."
All right.
And one thing about my church, when everybody going to know but Ted, that's God.
That's
That's why. When I was a child coming up and they said it was Pentecostal, I didn't know what they were talking about. I'm Pentecostal. What's that? You know? But when I grew up where I'm at right now, now I understand.
Amen. Amen.
The church was born, on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
Well, it's not over now. It's not over. God told the disciples to do something. Even before the time, you can go with me in Luke. Matter of fact, go with me, Matthew 28. Y'all with me?
Amen.
Are you just going to wear me out? Come on now.
We're with you.
All right. Matthew 28. Uh-huh. And 18.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Huh? He told the disciples as a command. Huh? Y'all follow me?
All right.
He said, go, ye therefore, and teach all nations, everybody,
yeah.
Baptizing them in the name or names.
Just a name, a single name.
One name.
Of what?
Of the Father.
Of the Father, and continue.
Of the Son.
And what?
Of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
But if you obey the command that Jesus said in the name.
Amen.
Huh?
That's
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ.
What name in that scripture is recognized?
Jesus Christ.
Father is not a name.
Right.
Amen.
Son is not a name.
That's Amen. Right.
The Holy Ghost is not a name.
That's right.
They're titles.
Amen.
Those are titles. No, that is not names.
That's yeah. right.
But he told them to go teach them repentance. Y'all got that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Repentance and remission in the name.
In the name.
That's not a scripture. It's not right there. I'm just quoting one.
Amen.
He said remission of sins in the name.
Amen.
So therefore, he was telling you them ahead of time exactly how your sins be remitted. Y'all understand what remitted means?
Forgiven.
Removed.
Removed.
Huh? Remission of sin means the removal of sin
Amen.
From your soul.
Uh-huh.
All the way back from Adam.
All right.
Every man and woman that was born in this world that was guilty of the sin of Adam. And people don't want to hear that. You was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Huh?
Yeah.
All the way back to Adam.
Yeah.
All the way to the day of those, where you standing up right now.
Amen.
All those sins was going to be remitted. But there's only one way for those sins to be remitted. It takes the what?
The name of Jesus Christ.
That's why it says repentance, completely sorry to God. That's between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
And then obey the scripture, but baptizing in the name.
In the name,
mm-hmm.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
Go ahead. This is the Father,
The name of the Father.
Uh huh.
And of the Son.
Uh huh.
And of the Holy Ghost.
People, now
what
here
name?
We come. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. We're going to start right here.
Okay.
See, Satan stole Jesus' wonderful prize that he created. And what was that? Uh-huh. He stole them from Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, at that time, he wasn't named Jesus, but we know he was God. Huh? He stole them from the Lord. Uh-huh. By being conniving.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know how he went to Eve. I'm not going to get on there. I'm not going to get on.
Get on Eve.
He tricked Eve.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
But Adam knew.
That's how That's how man fell out with God. It wasn't Eve's fault. Okay, I give y'all credit. It was only one man's fault.
Adam
did what God told him not to do.
He disobeyed.
Huh?
Amen.
And the day that he did that, man fell out with God.
Amen.
The devil stole God's prize.
That's right.
We was lost until the day that Jesus started his what?
His church.
on account of what day?
The day of Pentecost.
The day of Pentecost. Pentecostal day was going to be the new beginning. Pentecostal was the beginning of man. Born again.
Amen.
Amen.
See, we was fell out with God before Pentecost. He came and sacrificed himself. He shed the blood. He shed the blood. Y'all following me there?
Amen.
And then when he established his church, it's like the world is just a new beginning.
Yes.
Woo. I can go into this deep, but it sure be a long time. I know y'all ain't going to do that. Thank you, huh? But I'm going to tell you, on the day of Pentecost, when the people stood up and said, what we do? Peter, what should we do to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
And Peter stood up and did what?
He said, repent and be baptized.
In the what?
Name.
Jesus said, baptize them in the what?
Name of Jesus.
The remission of sins in my
name.
Y'all got that?
Yes.
I know y'all got that. Ooh, y'all may be ready, so I'm going to tell you the next time I get up here. I know you got that, huh?
Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
All right. They did it, huh? The church started with who?
The disciples.
With the disciples.
Uh-huh.
The 11 disciples.
Right.
Huh? And the extra people that was in the upper room with them.
Yeah.
That's the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Y'all got that?
Yeah.
We in this building today is of the church of Jesus Christ. The same church that was established on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
That's what my mother and father taught me.
Yes.
Amen.
Brought me up in the Word. This is the true church. Huh? Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, there's many people saying, I'm part of Jesus too. I'm part of the Church of Jesus Christ. it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to call yourself a Pentecostal, but you should, huh? You should, because that's the day that the church started, on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
Okay, apostolic means we believe in the teachings of the apostles.
Amen.
Right.
That's what apostolic means for us. So we Pentecostal apostolic.
Okay.
It's simple. It's in the Word.
Amen. Okay.
But woe and behold, when the church was born,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And Peter got up and obeyed the command of Jesus, baptizing them in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission.
Yes.
To put that together.
Yes.
The name of Jesus Christ for the remission.
Remission.
It ain't no other way.
No other way. No other way.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
Amen. All right.
The remission of sin, huh? The removal of sin is by what?
Baptism
in Jesus.
Not
name.
Just baptism. Jesus. Everybody say, I'm going to get baptized.
In Jesus.
Baptized.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
You've been baptized.
You've been baptized in the name of
Normally, a person, you've been baptized, I've been baptized in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
They have to be.
Did y'all catch that?
Amen.
But some people just say, I've been baptized.
Uh-huh.
But not if you're not baptized in the name of Jesus, you just took a dip in the water.
All right.
Took a bath with some clothes on. Amen.
Amen.
If the preacher didn't speak the words in the name of Jesus, you have not been baptized. Come on, y'all quiet on me now. Don't get quiet on me. Because of what we're going to do, these are fighting words.
Uh-huh.
Y'all understand me?
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of people walk around in the world saying, I've been baptized.
Mm-hmm.
I've been born again.
Uh-oh.
They don't understand. What does it mean, being born again?
That's right.
Jesus said you must be born again of the water
and of the Spirit.
And of the Spirit.
That's right.
The water is the baptism in Jesus' name.
All right.
It takes the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says there is witness on earth, three witnesses on earth. The water.
Mm-hmm. The blood.
The blood.
And the Spirit.
Then the reason why it said the water, because the water is the witness on earth to who?
Jesus.
to God.
So the minute you go down in the water in the Jesus' name, come out of the water, it's witness to God, you marked.
All right.
You marked.
Thank you, Jesus.
You belong to Jesus.
All right.
The minute you come out that water, all your sins is remitted.
Hallelujah.
The minute you come out that water, you're a brand new baby in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're a brand new person.
Thank you, Jesus.
The old man that you had is left in the water.
Thank you, Lord.
God doesn't hold no more sin, no more nothing against you.
Yes.
You say, a man be in Christ Jesus,
he's a new creature.
Hallelujah.
And what does it say?
Hallelujah. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
You are a new creature.
Yes. A new creature.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
You're a new creature.
The
baptism is essential. Nobody on this earth is going to leave this earth unless they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got
Thank
me?
You, Jesus.
Amen. But oh no. Our adversaries.
Uh-huh.
Y'all gonna follow me now? Get the scripture.
All right.
Watch out.
Our adversaries.
The who?
The devil.
He's gonna try to trick us.
No.
The roaring lion.
He don't want us preaching this. You know why? Anybody can tell me why he don't want us to preach this?
Because that's the schism of people to be saved, and that's the saving name.
Because he know the truth.
Right.
The devil know the truth more than me and you. He know the Bible. He can read it backwards, forward. What scripture it is, he can do it. He know the truth. And he don't want the truth to be prevail.
Yes.
Huh? So he become the mortal enemy of the church.
Hallelujah.
And he started out, I'm going to mess this up. Just like I did at Eve and Adam, I'm going to get them, I'm going to win everybody I can get my hands on. Huh? Church got established. Huh? They was rocking and rolling.
Right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The fire was burning.
Okay.
The fire was hot.
Okay.
The fire was so hot, Satan couldn't get up to the church. He came up to church. Too much Jesus there. Too much Holy Ghost. Fire was burning. They were going from house to house.
Yes.
3,000 people at a time was getting saved, baptized in the name of Jesus.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, no. Jesus, what did you say? The devil, he's going to throw a rock in the fire. Down the line, he starts to. He's clever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sister Cal.
Unfortunately.
He is clever. I'm going to find a way to keep people from knowing the truth.
Oh.
So he said, okay, here's one I'm going to do. Now, Jesus said, baptize in his name. Huh? Then he said that.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Right.
He have messed up so many people from that point.
Yes.
When the church started getting watered down, you know, it got to the point some of the disciples was getting stoned and put in jail and just messed up. Some of the saints that got baptized in Jesus' name, they was going forth, they were having church, and they said, whoo, if I knew I was going to have something like this, I would stay like I was. And they went on back to their Jewish ways and stuff. Huh? These people got saved.
Yeah.
That's when the devil first started.
Yeah.
Huh? Locking up the people that were standing up for Jesus, but torturing them.
Yeah.
Saints had to hide in the cave.
Yeah.
To keep them getting killed. And so some of those people got weak and went back to their old man.
All right.
I got them now. Huh? I got them on the roll. Which one of these things working? I got them on the roll. I got one. Thank you, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm going to mess this up.
Uh-huh.
What Jesus did, he's not going to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to take as many souls to hell with me. I know I'm going to hell.
He knew.
He's bound for the bottomless pit.
Yeah.
And he wants as many souls that he could get his hands on to go with him in the bottomless pit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So he starts messing with the church.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus didn't mean in his name
but in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
All right.
There it goes.
That's not even in the Bible.
No.
That's not in the Bible.
That's not.
Find it for me. You know how they say the peace, the cross sign, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's not in the Bible. I did it backwards. I can't even do it. That is not in the Bible.
No.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The sign of the Father is doing all that stuff. It's not. If it's not in the Bible, it ain't what?
Not the truth.
Amen.
But the devil make it sound like it's the truth.
He tries.
Everybody, so many people on the earth are so confused about Jesus and what Jesus said.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said to baptize in his name.
Yes, he did.
For the remission of his sin. Amen. Okay? Hail Mary, full of grace.
Oh.
Have y'all found that? Is that in there?
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
He clever.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is clever. This is what Jesus is talking about. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So Satan took him. You want to see? Watch me. He started tricking people. Fire was going in between the time of Jesus and the Holy Ghost fell to 1906. The Holy Ghost fell again.
Yes.
Azusa Street. The Holy Ghost fell again. And the Pentecostal church becomes strong. Huh? Y'all hear me?
Amen.
The Pentecostal church is the first church. Oh, I could drop a pen.
Amen.
Come on, y'all should be hollering. If I made a touchdown and got some points, we'd be out of the seat.
All right.
People don't want you to talk about their church.
Amen.
They don't want you to talk about the church they go to. But it's only one church.
Amen.
And the church, there's going to be many false prophets. Jesus said that, didn't he?
Yes.
There's going to be false people that are going to teach stuff, huh? Because he knew this was the devil was going to do.
That's right.
The church was, in 1906, they was going on fire. The Holy Ghost fell just like the day of Pentecost. Again.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But after a while, the devil creeped in. I believe that God told us, the priest, baptized people in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
And they took that and started a new church.
Trinity.
The Trinity Church.
Uh-huh.
That ain't nowhere in the Bible. Now, these people came out of the Jesus name
Pentecostal
church.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lutheran people, Baptist folks, First God in Christ, I can name them. All these people came out of the church back in 1906.
Hallelujah.
But the devil got messing with people.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Mix them up.
Quota.
Don't you ever wonder why? Why is it so many different churches?
Yeah.
Huh?
What's the truth?
That is.
It's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "Up on this rock, I'm gonna establish my church."
That's right.
And I just went through the whole thing on how he established his church.
That's right.
I just showed you what church that Jesus established.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He established his church on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came.
Because
he prophesied that the Holy Ghost was coming. The comforter was going to come.
Yes.
And on that same day, they all got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
They still fulfill the chapter in Matthew 28.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Peter knew.
Name.
Woo, I could go on. This is good. Peter knew.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you how I know Peter knows. Because Jesus took Peter aside.
Mm-hmm.
To come with me. He could have chose anybody he wanted. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But he knew Peter was a loud mouth.
Yeah.
Peter was a radical.
Uh-huh.
He was a radical of the church.
He was speaking.
They picked him as a leader.
Right.
If anybody was going to say something, Peter was going to say something.
Uh-huh.
If anybody was going to be rowdy, Peter was going to be rowdy.
Yeah.
Anybody was going to mess with Jesus, Peter was going to stand in between whoever they was.
Uh-huh.
When the soldiers came to get Jesus, to take him away, Peter said, "No, you ain't. You're not taking my Lord, huh?"
All right.
And whipped off his sword.
And cut the man's ear off.
That quick.
Cut his ear off the soldier.
Yeah, he did.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
He kind of acted like the Muslims do today. You talk about the religion, they'll kill you.
Amen. Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Peter was like that.
God said, no, 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 Peter. No, 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 no. I got to die. You put the ear up, put it back on the soldier.
Healed him.
Not like nothing was wrong.
Yes, right.
Huh? So Peter was a loudmouth. So God took him aside but there and told him some stuff that we don't know.
Amen.
Huh? It was so much stuff, it can't fit the Bible.
Yes.
But somebody was following Peter and Jesus.
Right.
And who was that?
Mark.
Right.
Huh? Luke.
Luke
the writer.
Luke.
Huh? He was a writer.
Yes.
He wrote everything he saw and heard.
Yes.
And Peter was said to Jesus, why are you following me? Why are you following me? Jesus, that's just mind your business. Just come with me. Huh? Don't mind him. Don't pay no attention to him. He wanted Mark to follow, not Mark, Luke to follow him. Huh? He followed him, and where was Peter? Peter and Luke is the two saints that knew stuff or know stuff that we don't know today.
Amen.
Jesus explained things to Peter.
Yes.
There's a reason why Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and said to be baptized in the name of Jesus. You know why? Jesus explained it to him.
Yes.
For he knew it as plain as can be. The scriptures, all those scriptures came back to him. Matthew 28 came back to him. Huh? Now I know what Jesus was talking about, baptizing me in the name.
Hallelujah.
Their understanding. He meant exactly what he said. Because there is no other name given among men. What?
Whereby we must be saved.
There's only one name that can save us. Jesus. And that's Jesus.
Christ.
No, 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 no. Huh? No, 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 no. Satan said, no, 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 no. Huh? You can rest for sure that he is seeking, huh?
Yes.
To devour you. So the Bible said, somebody told Peter that the devil like to do what? Like to sift you as wheat.
That's right. That's what he warned about.
He does not want the true church of Jesus Christ. Anybody that do not follow the scriptures, huh?
Yes.
It's not the true church of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I do not argue with nobody else. Mm-hmm. See, our world is the system, mm-hmm. huh? Of this world belongs to who?
The devil.
Huh?
This world system.
Right. It belongs to the devil. And he has tricked man so much down through the years from the truth. There's so many different religions, so many different everything. You know, they don't believe like the Bible says, huh? But I'm going to hell.
Amen. They can't see,
huh? I'm going to hell. I go to church on Sundays, huh?
All right.
I pray to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I serve the same God of praise and worship the same God that you do. Is that true?
That's
what
they say.
No.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on.
Worshiping
no.
the same.
Come on. I don't mind saying
that.
God got me saying this to y'all because he wants you to know. We are not serving the same God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
All right.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. It's impossible for us to. I'm baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of my sins. Mm-hmm. I'm living and walking upright, holy before the Lord, and you not.
All right.
These are fighting words now.
Yeah.
But saints, you can't be scared to stand up for the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
We got to stand up.
Amen.
Don't talk to quiet on me now.
Amen.
We got to throw some rocks at me.
No. We're listening. We're absorbing the information. Trying to absorb the information. We remember it.
We're taking it in.
It's the truth.
We're trying to soak it in. We're trying to soak it in.
Hallelujah. Somebody get you out there hemming you up and talking a lot of mess, talking about we serving the same God. What you going to tell them?
No,
we're not.
No.
I belong to the church of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Born again Christian, it's only one way you can be born again. How is that?
One in the spirit.
the water and the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, man ain't got me, huh?
Okay.
There's only one way to be born again.
That's right. Buried in the water in the name of Jesus Christ.
The water baptism is so let me explain what the water baptism is. First of all, it's the witness of God to heaven. It witnesses that you, I don't care who else don't know about you being baptized in His name. Lone as Jesus, huh? No.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
All that matters.
Amen.
Thank you. The baptism in Jesus' name represents what?
Jesus Christ.
The burial.
The witness.
That's the witness. God.
It represents you going down in the tomb.
Yes.
It represents you going down in the grave.
That's right.
We have to bury our old who?
Our old man. Our old self.
That's what the water baptism is all about. When you go down in the water, you got and say the name of Jesus Christ.
All your sins are admitted.
That water represents dirt.
That's right.
You burying your old man.
Yes.
And when you preach to bring you up out of that water,
you're
brand new born again.
Hallelujah.
Get the Holy Ghost as soon as you can. Fight every day for the Holy Ghost. When you get the Holy Ghost, you will know.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I don't have to tell you.
Amen.
When you got the Holy Ghost, you gonna tell me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got to have that Holy Ghost for what? The Holy Ghost is not part of the command. Y'all give me there?
It's a gift from God.
His intention of giving you that gift for one reason. Why?
So we can worship Him in spirit and in truth.
He gave you that gift for one reason. Come on now, y'all. He said, I'm going to send you to what?
The Comforter.
So what is it?
He gave you power.
You cannot make it.
Without
power over the enemy.
You've got to have it.
Yes.
I cannot, without the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to make it.
Hallelujah.
Satan is going to attack you. He's going to attack you.
Yes,
but when you got the Holy Ghost, He can't touch me.
You got
it. Come on,
man.
Amen. He can't touch me.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. I'm baptized in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I'm granted.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. I'm granted with Jesus.
Yeah.
And not only that, I got the Holy Ghost to keep me.
Yeah.
Mess with me, say, I'll put the name of Jesus on you.
Yeah.
He knows you.
All right.
He knows you.
Yeah.
I'm going to just preach it like this. The devil knows you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. When you got Amen. Jesus down inside you, to the gas,
Hallelujah.
The devil knows you.
Yeah.
But he still want to sift you as wheat.
Right.
He do not want you to make it with Jesus.
Amen.
He don't want you to go to heaven with the Lord.
Yes.
And it's going to take that to lift you off the ground, like the Lord said.
Amen.
It's going to take the Holy Ghost to get us out of this body. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! I could go on with it.
Hallelujah.
I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Anybody, they want to call themselves something else, another organization, but if they baptize in the name of Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost, we are serving and worshiping the same God.
Amen.
We had people leave the PAW and start their own establishment, but they yet baptized in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As long as they baptized in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
They're good with me.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. They're good with me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's only one church.
One church.
God.
Many man-made churches, making up stuff. Now they got a church now. They call it a matchmaking church. It's a new thing now. Now we know that ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. The matchmaking church.
No.
And I said, Gloria, I am not watching that pro program. Don't you start watching. I ain't finna watch it.
No.
I find the fornicating church.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Yeah, all right.
You know Jesus ain't got nothing to do with that.
No.
Some of them, they mansion up, already got wives. Husbands.
What?
Talking about, ooh, I found my match. Man said he got a house, he's doing good, and he got a boat.
Lord
have mercy. But those people will tell you we are serving the same God. No, we not.
No, we're not.
You know when people gonna come to Jesus, I said this is a good man, I said that is a good man. Jesus said, depart from me, you wasn't an issue. I know you not.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what he was talking about. All these church, he already knew. All these churches, different organizations, everybody got their own little interpretation and stuff. Y'all want me to share it? I just can't stop. Everybody got an interpretation.
Amen.
But the interpretation that they had do not line up with the Word of God.
That's right.
Oh, you can just be baptized. Let's come over here, baby. Let me get some of this water.
Huh? You good.
The Roman Catholic. That ain't right.
Come on, get baptized.
Right.
Go get baptized. I baptize you in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Oh, that's a lie.
Just dipped in the water.
Took a bath.
Void. Someone try to get clever. I baptize you in the name of Jesus. And the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Then they got clever again. I baptize you in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and this we do in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what
you can't follow the simple order.
I can hear them.
Jesus
told them to baptize in the name.
That's it.
Then they mix it up.
The devil.
The devil is twisting up mind.
He just messed up people. Thank you, Jesus. But we're serving the same God. I don't know, the Baptist folks, you know, they go to church, praise me and everything, chew their tobacco while they're in church. Then when they come out of church, and they'll play cigars and cigarettes and start, don't cuss in the church, but when they leave the church, oh, Lord, hold another person.
Oh, no.
Huh? But we're serving the same God.
No. Help
them. Wrong.
No. The Church of Jesus Christ is a holy church.
Amen.
It's holy. We have to be holy here first.
Amen.
We got to be righteous here first. Because none of that nonsense, I saw a sister, Judge Judy said, nonsense. None of that nonsense.
Right.
It's going to be up in heaven.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
I'm going to give y'all a break. Woo, huh?
Amen.
Y'all know what church you belong to, don't you?
Amen.
What church is that?
The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
What's the name of it?
Pentecostal Apostolic Church.
The Pentecostal Apostolic.
Many of the churches out there, but there's only one Church of Jesus. And that's the one he established. Thank you, Jesus. This is what the Father of my salvation. I'm brand new. Like he said, like Paul said, he's a prisoner. I have to do this, you know. You wouldn't know how many people in the world is so messed up, huh? When it comes, this is my warrior right here. That's just so. This is why we talk about this. Every time we discuss this, every time we preach this, we learn something new. Amen.
Amen.
You are in the church. And somebody has said, well, our church is the same church. Sure. You know, if they were at our church, they were at the But then you know better, don't you? You know better. What? Jesus said, I am the door.
That's right.
He told Peter, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. So when was the door open? When he said, I am the door. This is my last little quiz. I'm going to get y'all.
When Peter preached.
Peter said, repent and be baptized.
When Peter preached.
use the keys.
Oh, my Lord.
All right.
Oh,
he all right. He all right. He just.
Don't nobody get up.
He's okay.
It's okay.
When God said, I'm giving you the keys, he was saying to Peter, I'm giving you the knowledge. Huh? The knowledge to the door. You all right. You all right. You didn't break it.
It's okay.
Come here.
Yes. He gave Peter the keys to the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
And on the day of what?
Pentecost.
Is the day that Peter what?
Opened the door.
When he's told, this is the key. Jesus' name.
Amen.
The name of
Jesus Christ.
It's what we have to have to remove our sin.
Amen.
And now, when you get baptized in Jesus' name, you're a new creature. But don't give room to the devil. Huh? Get the power.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Get the power.
Hallelujah.
You shall have what?
Power.
After what?
After the Holy Ghost come.
God wasn't just talking out of his nose. Huh?
No.
He was trying to tell her, you got power.
Amen.
Power.
You got the power to rebuke Satan.
Amen.
So y'all pray.